following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Superstation. We will be joining the pregame ceremonies from the rainforest in Brazil coming up here towards the top of the hour. As we told you yesterday, we'll have just a very brief Doug and Daddy show and then swing you on over early here to the United States and Germany World Cup match, where if you've been on the air listening to ESPN Radio at all this morning, you know that it is just downpouring. If you've seen the pictures on television, wow. Wow. You try to drive through the underpass at Grand Island, and wow, that's what this looks like. I mean, woo, that is serious, serious rainage going on, but it looks like the game will take place. We'll have it here. It's important. The United States obviously needs to do something positive here to advance on, but just even listening to Landon Donovan there, you know, Coward saying, well, if we get out of this round, it'll be easier, right? Well, you know, well, these teams aren't as good as Germany. Well, who is? Really? I don't know. 888-455-ESPN. We're just going to have about a 10-12 minute run here today, and then it's on to soccer because we do want to touch on some of the day's sports. No guests. We'll get ready for tomorrow, which will be out at the Kearney Country Club, Kearney Catholic Foundation Golf Scramble. Still have room for a couple of teams. It's a four-person scramble, so if you've got Friday off or Friday afternoon or you want to take it off, got some buddies, got some family, got some friends. Maybe you're alum. You can still get in the tournament. Contact the Kearney Catholic Foundation or give the Kearney Country Club a buzz, and they'll give you more information. Again, if you'd like to be part of our show, you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. FIFA banned the biter from Uruguay, Luis Suarez. So there you go. Find 100,000 Swiss francs, which is $112,000. The ban covers Uruguay's next 9 international games, which goes beyond the next 4 months and rules him out of next year's Copa America. The ban effective immediately. So there you go from that on the soccer. Overshadowed, Tim Lincecum and a no-hitter. The second time that he's no-hit the San Diego Padres. Sorry, Blue Jay. The second time that he has no-hit the San Diego Padres in the last calendar year, and the third no-hitter of the season, the Dodgers, Josh Beckett, and Clayton Kershaw also throwing no-hitters so far this season. Also, at Wimbledon today, Jack Sock eliminated in singles. He's scheduled to play doubles. 6-3, 6-4, 6-4. He lost to the 8th seed, Milos Raonic. So up next, United States fans would love to see him do well this September at the U.S. Open. So he's made it into the second round of all four majors dating back to last year's U.S. Open. Then the Australian made it to the third round of the French, and now here he is. He was one win away from getting to play Rafael Nadal. That would have been so cool. But knocked out today. He's still in doubles action with the Canadian Vasek Pospisil. No relation to Stu Pospisil, as far as we know. Serena Williams did advance on. Rafael Nadal, a little rough start today, but he advanced on as well. Congratulations to Donovan's Daniel Lemick. She is the winner of the Nebraska Women's Match Play yesterday. She fires an even par 72, so she shot 76, 68, 72. That's even for 3 days. Beats Nebraska senior golfer Morgan Schmeckle out of Columbus. Isabella Baldacci also shot even yesterday. She finished in third. Steph Kolbus was fourth. Michaela Anderson, who has done well in some state activities, finished in fifth. They're down to the Elite Eight of the Nebraska Men's Match Play at the Country Club in Lincoln, and both Riley and Josh Reinertsen advanced on, and they have just about finished up the Elite Eight to get us to the Final Four, and the Reinertsen that you would expect to advance on, maybe, has been beaten out. Riley Reinertsen lost today. I mean, names, if you follow any of the high school or amateur golf, you'll recognize. Bryce Brown of Lincoln won at 5-4. He will advance on to the semifinals to play Ross Dixon of Lincoln. The collegiate golfer dominated defending champ Andy Sajovic today, 7-6. In the bottom half of the bracket, they have went to dormy right now. That's what they call that. But, of course, they'd have to play extra holes. But Josh Reinertsen is 4-up through 14 in his match. And if he can just push one of the remaining four holes, he'll take on Omaha's Carson Shockey, who advanced on with a 6-5 win. The semifinals take place after lunch, and then a 36-hole final at the Lincoln Country Club will be played tomorrow. So there you have it. That's the golf scene. And, of course, the major reason that we wanted to at least squeeze in a little time here on the Doug and Daddy Show was to discuss the College World Series.
Norwood with a line drive to left. That ball is well hit, and it is gone! A home run for John Norwood! And Vanderbilt has taken a 3-2 lead in the championship game.
Well, there you have it. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Kevin Kugler, Westwood One, on the call. The odds, if you're Virginia, I mean, this has to be hard to swallow. We were talking about it on the show. Basically, the way we broke it down yesterday, and this isn't bragging, this is just something we talked about yesterday. I thought the only way Vanderbilt could win was get on top early, take advantage of the starting pitching matchup, force Brian O'Connor to go to the bullpen too early, which he didn't, because they shut it down after that. I mean, you go after the first inning, it is what it is. They got a great pitching performance, but two runs. I thought 3-2 was a very feasible final, except that Virginia would win this baseball game, and to give up a solo home run, which just isn't happening in the College World Series. This is the kid's third home run, John Norwood, of the entire season. It was only the third home run of the entire College World Series, and we didn't even have one till like game 10 or something like that. But how about this stat? I don't care who you are, you're a less than 500 team. Northwestern gets a home run once in a while, right? You know, even Steve Sponberg at Hastings says, yeah, we had two home runs this year, but at least we hit a couple. That was the first home run that anybody on the Vanderbilt team had hit, not only in the postseason, but since May 16th. What is that, 6.5, 7 weeks? You played your conference tournament, you played your regional, you played your super regional, you played all those games in Omaha. And in the next to last inning of the very last game of the championship, John Norwood rips a nine. How do you turn on a 97-mile-per-hour fastball? Down the road, I want to know if he was tipped, if he looked at the signal, if he thought he knew it was coming, because you don't turn on 97-mile-per-hour fastballs. Right? You just don't, not even in the majors. So he guessed right. And he just drilled it. And the good thing is it didn't just barely make it out. It was a nice shot that cleared the left field line. Again, I will sit here on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and in this instance, every once in a while you say it, Virginia is still a better baseball team than Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt did what they needed to do and won the national championship. And Vanderbilt's a great team. You can't root against Vanderbilt. That's the cool thing about Virginia Vanderbilt. They both had tried so long and have had good programs, especially over the last decade, and you see the alum out there everywhere from David Price to Brant Snedeker to Skip Bayless, all from Vanderbilt, just among some of the Twitterverse that we have seen time and time again. So there you go. The College World Series goes to Vanderbilt, and John Norwood will have his name etched in the lore, not only of Vanderbilt, but of the College World Series. So we'll see how it all plays out for them next year. American Legion Baseball, also a great pitching performance between Kearney's Chris Langan and Grand Island's Calvin Hanke, but Kearney runs a kicked it around a little too much last night. Five errors, including three in the only half inning that any runs were scored. Home Federal 3-0 over Kearney last night to continue to lead the Cornhusker League West. In the junior game, it was Grand Island 5 points over Kearney Post 52-9-2. It was Kearney 5 points, juniors beating Grand Island Dinsdale 8-1. Hastings 5 points beat Lexington 18-0. Hastings runs a beat Lex 6-4 in eight innings. Beatrice beat Hastings Johnson Imperial by a score of 3-2. When I first saw the headline of the Nebraska women playing in the Devaney Center, I went, are you kidding me? We've been out a whole year, and now we're getting nostalgic already. Then you read a little bit deeper into it. They can't play Utah at Pinnacle Bank Arena because of Disney on Ice this November. Somebody got called into the office on this one. Oops, we've made a scheduling error. It's not like all of a sudden where you see in the majors where there's maybe a football, baseball because of the playoffs. But, wow. But here's what I like, though. After initially going, idiots, you go, wow, great job, University of Nebraska. Take advantage of this. You've kind of hosed yourself, so you've got to go to the Devaney, but you're going to pack the house. You bring back the first team that ever made it into the NCAA tournament from Nebraska, the 1988 women's team. Mortise Ivy, Amy Stevens, teams like that. Awesome, awesome, awesome idea. So it's Sunday, November 23rd, one of the early season games. That'll be cool. Teran Pettaway. Kevin Durant likes him. He invites him to his Skills Academy this weekend in Washington, D.C., the top 30 high school and top 15 college wing players in the country. Doug and Daddy Show, short edition. Tomorrow we're going to be talking with the six-man coaches from Nebraska and Wyoming as they get ready for their All-Star game hosted by Silver Lake, the state champions, on Saturday afternoon. So we'll be talking about that here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be out at the Kearney Country Club talking a little golf. We'll have our finals for the match play. We'll see where the United States is, but right now they're about ready to kick it off in rainy Brazil. The United States and Germany, World Cup Soccer, coming up next. Enjoy.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.